This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, hopefully you're able to look at it and discern what's important and what's not. And there's there's so much silly stuff going on for sure. That's my take on it anyway. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and their take on the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about. I think that we all have a childlike We have the ability to just be silly. I know that if I've said this all through my career, which is decades and decades and decades long, if I could figure out a way to screw off on the air all the time, I would. But I can't. I could, I suppose, but I don't know what it would do into the base of this program. There are a lot of the shows that are around, some of the morning shows, used to be a lot sillier than they are. But corporate mentality being what it is, there's a lot of stuff you just can't do anymore. And I wonder if that's the way it is in life. Do you feel like you have time to be silly? Or does work take precedence over everything else that you do? Do you exercise enough? Do you exercise your mind? Do you focus on what is humorous? And I think one of the problems with these late-night shows, and with comedy in general, is that people aren't really trying to find the funny bone. I can remember, if nothing else, some of the clowns that I watched on the early days of television, the costumes were just silly. And the horn that Clarabelle used to haunt, that kind of stuff is just silly. I do silly things like that. My children think I'm silly. My daughter says, "Dad, you're so strange." But it's because Victoria apparently identifies with that. But, right. You know, you look around and all this, everything is so serious. My God, Meryl Streep shooting at Trump and then, you know, all of the stuff that is going on that's ancillary to that and the back and forth. And everybody's so serious. If it's a television show, for God's sake, about movies and theater and arts and give it a rest. Give the serious stuff a rest, for God's sakes. Let's have some fun. Let's boogie down. Can we boogie? Can you see me boogieing down anywhere? I don't know. You never see me dance. But
no, I have not had that pleasure yet.
Okay, well, that would be silly. I am silly when I dance. I just look silly. I look just... Some people laugh, gales of laughter. My daughter and I both...
You sound like we
silly.
Couldn't believe that. We believe that. Right. You're like, no, really, I look really silly. And like, we know.
Really? Have you ever seen me dance?
I think, yes. Well, first of all, sure, yes, at your daughter's wedding.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I think that maybe I've even danced with you.
I think you may have that day. Yeah.
Yeah.
SeaWorld is in the news this day and has been over the weekend in San Diego. They say they hosted their final show on Sunday. This is big on the news here, but I think it's sort of been something that's trended around the country because there was so much focus on these big whales and them being in captivity, and it wasn't good. This show has been at the park. I remember seeing it. Anybody else here seen it? Jennifer, you must have seen it at one point in time or another. The orcas performing.
It's been a long time, but yes.
Really? Just splashing out of the water.
Yeah.
The audience loves it. But then the animal rights people got involved, and the ticket sales went down. And so they said a year or so ago that they would shut down the Shamu show and start a new program that would be kind of educational called Orca Encounter. It's billed
so
as...
Is it going to be like a movie?
Well, I'm
no,
not sure what focus. I think they still have the orca there.
Yeah
but only
gonna...
till the thing dies. I mean, here's the deal. Like, people can learn. These whales only know captivity. I mean, if you release mm-hmm. them into the wild, they would die immediately. So is that by nature sad if that's all they know?
Well, I think the whole thing is people wanted them to stop breeding them in captivity. So, you know, however many are there, fine, but don't add more to the equation. I think that's what the people who watched Blackfish, which was the documentary, sort of an expose, really, on which hit SeaWorld really hard. That was the expose on how the orcas are in such confinement that, you know, I mean, it's
not really
terrible.
It's like animals, the calves that I have on the farm, that kind of stuff, not good. They really aren't on, they're just not good in captivity.
And right. I might be wrong, but I thought, at least according to Blackfish and some other information, that they weren't all bred in captivity. I felt that some of them had been taken from the wild.
Yes, I think so. Mm. Yep.
Like, and especially babies had been separated from their mothers in the wild and then taken to places like SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now they have another one. Don't they have three of them? One of them is San Diego, one of them is in Orlando, and the other one is someplace in Texas, I think, if I'm not mistaken. They all have the same shows, or do they have different shows? Anybody know? I was always thinking the one in Orlando is the one I went to. I've never been to the one in San Diego.
Yeah, I've been to the Orlando one when I was a little kid. I barely remember it. I was so young.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know about Texas. I didn't know there was a third outpost.
Yeah. Can you do stuff without having to do whatever it is they do with these big animals? I think the big animals ought to not be in captivity.
Right.
It's like putting an elephant in a cage. I don't think it works. I'm looking at a picture.
You give up learning from them, though, that way. I mean, I don't know.
Learning. What?
I feel like there were some truths told by Blackfish, but there were also a lot of mistruths told by Blackfish. And I feel like we want to learn from things, right? We can learn from animals and from species, and we teach children and... I guess we just have to come to a decision, like, when is the lesson worth more than the animal? I don't know. I guess that's always the quandary.
To me, the hard thing about places like SeaWorld or zoos is, I don't know, I feel like it's hard to know what you're really learning from them.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at them, but you're not learning about what they're really like. You're not learning about what they look like in their natural habitat. I feel like there are places, I mean, they're, especially on the West Coast, it's not really on the East Coast, but on the West Coast, there are tours that you can go on. Where you can at least try to see actual whales in their wild habitats. I feel like you can learn more about them there, or you can read about them. I don't think you're really learning about them if they're in captivity, because that's not what they're like. And having them do things like tricks and stuff, I mean, that's not what they're like.
I mean, let's be honest, this is a money thing. This was not like for educational purposes they've trapped these whales. I mean, this is a moneymaker. It's like making horses dive into tanks, you know, back in the 20s. It's the same thing. Same thing, you know, Asbury Park Boardwalk. They did. I mean, it was it's a freak show. It's for money.
Okay, I'm going to make an observation, and then we can talk about it for a moment or two if you'd like to. I'm looking at pictures of Donald Trump, who is 70, and pictures of Barack Obama, who I believe is 58. Is he not? He was 50 when he got elected. I think he's 58 now.
I thought he was only 55.
Oh, he's 55? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I thought he was 50 when he got... Anyway, so 50, even more to the point. Looking at pictures of George Bush when he went into office, and what he looked like when he got out.
The before and after really, is brutal.
Oh, I'm looking at pictures of Obama now. My God, does he look old. Woo! It really, really, really looks old.
And especially for a guy who, I mean, he wasn't old when he went into office, but he looked pretty young. He was in, you know, good shape and was... pretty attractive, that a lot of people would say, and I just, it's sad how they look when they get out. I wonder what Trump's going to look like.
He'll still be orange, would be my prediction.
Yeah, I was going to say, the tanner still works, so. It was less noticeable on someone like Reagan's age, so when they start a little bit older, I don't know if it's as dramatic, but like George W. Bush and Bill Clinton,
and
Obama, they age, I mean, you really see that age.
Wow.
Setting.
Yeah, you really do. All right, food for thought, 15 past the hour with DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP Ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. And January 14th, limit 2, multi-packs count as one.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like she discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Because, you know, when you hear that 15 minutes business on the air, you know you can save 15% on your car insurance. Probably, maybe, perhaps, you might have gone there 15 minutes ago, 15 seconds ago. Just go. Geico. GEICO.com. 18 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn. Okay, so here's a perfect example of the news media, specifically CNN, getting it, well, the headline gets it wrong, at least in terms of inference. The headline reads, Trump drops inauguration announcer. I guarantee you Donald Trump did not make that decision. The announcer for the inaugural for the last 35 years or more has been a Washington announcer whose name escapes me at the moment, but what I know about him is that he's 89 years old, and he doesn't quite sound as he was the announcer. He's done all the inaugurals since Eisenhower, and I don't say that he's bad. I mean, who am I to say that somebody is there getting a little long in the tooth isn't the person that ought to be on the air? You wouldn't hear me say that, and probably if I had been told this, I'd fight it, or I'd get a little feisty about it. The guy's name is Charles Brotman, and he has done this. He's 89 years old, the voice of the Washington Senators baseball team, has announced every inaugural parade since 1957. He said he's heartbroken, he's been destroyed by the decision. I've been doing it for 60 years. What they've done is go to a guy named Steve Ray, who is a freelancer in Washington, done a lot of radio. Oops, wait a minute, hold on just a second. He's okay. You know, they both are okay. But this the way they put it, the Washington Post and CNN, Trump drops longtime announcer. Well, you know, he probably doesn't sound as strong. There are days when I don't sound as strong as I did when I was 30. That doesn't mean that I'm not.
But how is that untrue then? I mean, he got rid of him. He replaced him.
But he didn't. I don't think he ever. I'll bet you he doesn't even know who the guy is. He didn't make the decision. I guarantee you that Trump had nothing to do with this decision. And
well,
maybe
who would have this decision?
Whoever
then?
Is. Who's in charge of the inaugural? Who's in charge of all the events in the inaugural? Under the
circumstances. I don't know. Who is that? I don't know the answer to that. Who is that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know the answer either. We both sound like.
Well, it's a good question.
I just think that
who
it's
is
a lot.
In charge of it?
Anybody who's got a anytime there's a chance, to take a shot at him. They do, and I think it's obnoxious. 21 past the hour.
might be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years. What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Monday at 24 after the hour, the DJB experience. Every Monday at this time, we pick three or four tunes to bring you. They are new on the scene to expose you to some of this new music. Ed Sheeran is somebody we've been talking about a little bit of late. This is a tune called Shape of You, one of two singles that was released sort of a surprise last Friday. No new album title or release date has been set for an album, but these, normally when you're, especially when you're dropping stuff now, that means it's a forerunner to an album, doesn't that? Isn't that usually what it means?
Yeah, well, yeah. He's had a bunch of symbolism with all of the singles released on, like, his Instagram and Twitter account. I'm assuming the next album is going to be called Divide or Subtract, because the first one was plus and the second one was multiply.
Really?
And that's been his symbolism as two dots or a minus sign, so.
Huh. That's good inside info, Kara. Thank you.
Yeah, he's got a whole addition theme going on.
Yeah.
Or he just looks at his calculator for inspiration.
How do you gotta come up with something? I mean, how do you grab people's attention? There's so much product around today. So many ideas have been tried. How do you come up with a name for a TV show, name for a movie, name for a book, name for a new album or a single? It's very difficult.
Yeah, I mean, I personally like when people have themes to albums. Yeah. So I think it's cool.
Like Adele, 19, 21. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Okay, so that's the first of three in our new Music Monday focus, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. The next one is from Carl Sagan?
No, a band called Night Moves.
Oh, the song is Carl Sagan.
Yeah.
This is from an EP called Carl Sagan?
Yes.
So these are more country than not, Jen, is that right? You know these people?
I don't know these people. That's why they're new, I suppose.
From high school in Minneapolis back in 2010, they moved out. All right, so Victoria, what do you know about these two?
Well, essentially, that's it. They're sort of new on the scene. They're an indie band, but they have sort of some country roots that pop up here and there. And their new EP is called Carl Sagan, so if it's the astronomer, then I guess they really dig astronomy.
There you
right?
Go. Do you see that ninth planet has popped back into the news today?
No.
Finding the ninth planet beyond Pluto, yeah. For whatever the reason. It seems to have gotten lost in all that important news.
I still feel so bad for Pluto.
Really?
They gave him planet status and then just ripped it away.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Mickey's dog. I thought it was going to be another SeaWorld thing. You're like, oh,
ripped
man,
from
let
his
him go. Let him go.
Right. Okay. Let's see. We got another song here from Maren Morris called Sugar from her debut album Hero. Here's a country tune. It's something that started last summer. Her first song was My Church. What do you know about that song?
Oh, that's
we like
great.
It. Yeah.
Become a bona fide country star, Jennifer, has she?
Yeah, definitely. She got a new artist award at the CMAs. She was on Saturday Night Live. She's really been doing very, very well.
Yeah, I think she's nominated for a couple Grammys, isn't she?
Yeah.
She is, yeah.
How old is she?
I think in her 20s, probably late 20s. She's getting married.
Is she? Oh, you get married when you're 18. Depending on whether you live in what state you live in.
Well, let's see. Let's look up the old Google.
I think she's young 20s, but the guy that she's dating, I didn't realize she was getting married to him, but he's actually her opening act on the new tour that she's starting.
That never ends well.
Yeah.
Maren,
yeah.
That never ends well.
She's 26.
Funny.
So, yeah, she's in her mid to late 20s, yeah.
And how old is the guy she's marrying?
Do we know his name?
I think it's Ryan Hurd. I think he's another up-and-coming country singer, but I don't know much more about him.
I give it a chance, boys and girls. I would be in a big hurry. 28 past the hour.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
Yeah, and you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized and get 20% off select office supplies. Staples. Make more happen.
Applies to regular priced items only. Excludes zinc and toner. Other restrictions may apply. Ends 1/14/17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Four after the hour on the Monday get-together, DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, we're going to go through some of your New Year's resolutions to see how you're doing with them. Are you sticking to them or not? We'll do that in a few minutes here on the DJ V Experience. Right now, I find this more than moderately amusing. As most of you know, politics is not our bill of fare here. Every once in a while, you know, we talk about the events that are going on. Can't sort of hide or mask what was said last night at the Golden Globes and how it related to Trump and yada, yada, yada. But I find knowing this much more interesting. Not that it isn't what we don't already know or suspect, but it sort of adds to the veracity of the statement that the Senate is a club. There's a story floating around Washington today about Senator Jeff Sessions, who's up for an important cabinet position.
Attorney General.
And there's no doubt that there are a lot of people on the Democratic side who don't like him, or not, scratch that, who don't think he ought to be the Attorney General, maybe something else. So to underscore that, there is a story about who's friends and how they become friends in the Senate. It appears that the Senate locker room and gymnasium is where more deals get done than you could possibly imagine. to that point, Dick Durbin, Senator Democratic, Senator from Illinois, who's been involved in any number of skirmishes with the Republicans over the years, made a deal with Sessions on a bill in the gym. Actually, apparently they were naked getting their clothes on to hear the story told.
You are making that up.
No, I am not. No, go
Come
to CNN.
On.
No, go to CNN. Ugh. Look at the story. It's on CNN. They showered. They were putting their clothes on, and they were about to leave. And Durbin had a number. He wanted to reduce the penalty for crack cocaine because it was 100 times higher than it was for powdered cocaine. So Sessions didn't want to, or at least he said that on the floor. So Durbin said, okay, if it's not 100, what's the right number? And Sessions said, 18. Okay, so they went back to the Senate, changed the bill to read 18. It passed. And Obama signed it in August. Okay? So, apparently there have been other... I mean, there's scores of stories you could tell about that. Schumer is also a buddy, apparently, of Sessions in the gym. And he told him when they were in the gym last week, I like you, you're my friend, but I think if you had a different post, it would be easier, like trade, head of trade, or something like that. We'd work very well together. But this is not a good job for you. You're not going to have an easy time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what I find most amusing, as you can imagine, is the fact that all this stuff goes on, not in the corridors, not in their offices, not on the floor, but in the gym where they're naked getting their clothes on. I find that I just find it fascinating.
I love how you're emphasizing the naked aspect of
well,
it. It's just the locker room. Like, well, they work out, they have to shower.
When you're in the locker room, you're naked.
Well,
right?
Maybe there's a towel around their waist while they're talking about these things.
You make
things.
It seem like it's something.
How do you put your clothes on
club?
With a towel?
Yeah.
I don't ever put my clothes on when I have a towel. I take the towel
oh,
off.
Oh, sure you do.
So
there's a very specific way of doing it. I swam for a long time. You've got your bathing suit.
What, with a towel on?
Yeah. And when
you
when
slide off under.
Yeah, when you're a teenager and you're very self-conscious of stuff, you, like, hold the towel around your shoulders, take the top part off, put the top. You know, put your clothes on the top, take the bottom part off, and then put your bottoms on. You, like, keep your towel up the whole time. I mean, it's a skill. You have to practice it, but it's possible.
Yeah.
The skill.
And it's much easier for men because they don't have to guard the top.
Exactly,
they're just worried about
yeah.
the bottoms.
And now you've had an really? Insight into my life.
So do women actually cover themselves up on the top even if they're in the gym with the other women?
A lot of times. I mean, sometimes you have some ladies who are just all over the place.
But yeah, I think it depends who you're with or how old you are. But, yeah, I feel like most women in the gym do.
And it's always, just to dispel a little bit of fantasy here, it's always the women you would never want to see naked who are 100% naked.
The older the hangier, the more chance that they don't have a towel.
And the bushier. I mean, it's just, you do not.
Yeah.
Heidi Klum is not walking around naked. In the locker room.
All right, I just let my mind run wild there for a few moments. Okay.
Makes you want to run away, though, doesn't it?
It depends on with whom or under what circumstances. The latest investigation of what happened in Fort Lauderdale last Friday afternoon, something that I've pretty much stayed away from today because I don't know how, you know, there's the discussion of why this guy had a gun, he was mentally ill, why didn't it get caught? All those things are true. But what I find more fascinating than anything else is that the government has taken 21 or 24,000 items from the airport. People's bags, all kinds. They just confiscated people, the luggage
they
coming off all the planes.
They so bungled this whole thing. I mean,
they continue
to bungle.
You watch
these poor people who are trapped and hearing all these noises. They were terrified.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know what the heck went wrong there, but something happens.
But it goes wrong every time. There's something like this. It's always... So earlier we were talking about what accomplishments had been done by what administration and what's good and what isn't. And yes, there's good to every... It's like every person has a good side. Even somebody loves Saddam Hussein. Somebody someplace must have loved him. But in general... when it comes to these sorts of things, the same thing happened, you know, the movie that's out now that is in limited release, but it's going to be wide next week, I think, is Patriots Day with Mark Wahlberg, story of the Boston Marathon bombing a couple of years ago. Well, that was a complete mess. That whole thing, they were just lucky They found that guy. They so overdid it. They were 4,000 police. It was costing $4 million a day just for the overtime for these people that were out there chasing themselves. And it was only because some guy in the neighborhood called up and they stumbled onto this guy that they got him. And, you know, the prosecution was appropriate, et cetera.
Well, and these two brothers were using the news media to figure out where the police were. What was so silly about it is that they were able to track where the police were, and that's how they were able to steal the car, and they were able to get away. I thought the most shocking thing about, I mean, obviously the act itself is the most shocking thing in Fort Lauderdale, but we hear about this guy who came back from the military. He went into a local law enforcement office and said, I have voices in my head that are telling me to do X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
And the FBI knew about this, and they let him go. Yeah. And it amazes me that the FBI knew about this guy. Yep. They knew about Omar Mateen, who shot up the Orlando nightclub. They knew about Tashfeen Malik in Saeed Farouk in San Bernardino. What are we doing here? Like, how do we know about these people, and they're still out there? It's crazy.
It is. Well, maybe.
Well, it's, I think this goes back to what all of us agree with. You know, we don't treat mental illness.
No.
In any way that
ridiculous
it needs to be treated.
I mean,
this is just a case of complete negligence and a total lack of respect for the severity of mental illness.
Yep.
And it's so sad when it gets to this point. But when are we going to wake up and really address mental illness the way it needs to be addressed?
Well, maybe these people will have the smarts to do that. Let's hope so. It's 42 past the hour in a moment. How well are you doing on your New Year's resolution? That's up next here with DJ B.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, 44 past the hour. How are you doing on your New Year's resolution? We've invited a couple of people here, Dr. Mike Roussel and Monty Morris, to join us. I think that this is Mike, is Dr. Mike, he's known as. He is a nutritionist, pretty good at transforming nutritional concepts into practical nutritional habits. And then Monty Morris is someone who is working with... you don't work with Men's Health Magazine. Why did I think that you did? I guess that's Mike that works with Men's Health.
Yeah,
right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, good morning.
So, Monty, what's your role in life?
Well, I work for Habitat for Humanity. I'm a construction manager.
Oh, cool. All right. So let's put these things together if we can. Dr. Mike, let's take the lead with you. What are some of the easy things that you have found that people are doing every day to make us healthier? That's the big resolution every year. I want to be healthier, right?
Yep. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the important part, like you just said, is it's the big resolution. The important thing that you need to do to start is to actually start. You need to make that commitment to action in your life. And, you know, with Monty, he's really an amazing success story with what he's done with his health and wellness, because he made this commitment to start after he had kind of a scary meeting with his doctor, went on to lose 50 pounds, and totally transformed his life.
Yeah, I actually had a kind of a low feeling, sort of a low energy feeling, and I went to my doctor for a checkup, and he told me I had stage 2 hypertension, and at the time I didn't realize what that meant, but he told me I was fairly close to a heart attack at 36 years old, and so that was that's spurred some serious change in my life.
Did you have high blood pressure? What did and how often, by the way, Monty, did you go for a checkup at 36? Are you doing an annual checkup, or are you just going, you don't feel well?
Yeah, basically, when I didn't feel well, I didn't. I wasn't really that diligent about it. I just started to feel really unenergetic, and I didn't really know what was wrong with me. So I went to see what was going on. But I was really just weighed down under all that excess weight.
Yeah. See, I think that's the thing. That's one of the messages here, Mike, that people are not doing a good job of taking care of themselves or keeping track of what's going on in their body. It's your responsibility. It's your business to protect yourself by knowing what's going on in your body. And a lot of people think, well, I'm young, I'll start seeing a doctor when I'm old. Not smart under this circumstance. And so with Monty's story, you have a good underscore here. Mike, what are some of the healthier swaps? You look at Monty and listen to his story. What do you tell people that come into your practice who look like that and who act like that? I'm fine, even though I'm not.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think one of the things you do, I think nutrition, it's all about action. You know, it's, you know, what are you going to do with that next meal? And so one of the big things that you can do is you can swap out the big meal that you're going to eat. So you eat a smaller, more moderate-sized meal, and then you put in some strategic or some smart snacks throughout the day. So like 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 or 4 in the afternoon, like between lunch and dinner, you have a snack there that's going to have protein, fat, and fiber. You know, these are all things that are going to help you feel full. So even though you're eating a little bit less, you're not going to be as hungry when the next meal comes around because you put in these smart snacks.
All right. What about dieting, the Mediterranean diet, or I remember the old Atkins diet? Are you a believer in diets?
Well, I'm not a believer in short-term solutions. You know, so you can use diet to describe lots of things, like an Atkins diet or a Mediterranean diet. And there are all kinds of these diet prescriptions or diet methods all work. Mm-hmm. But it's what are you actually going to stick to? And I think, you know, one of the things that I've been amazed with, kind of with my conversations with Monty about his change, is that persistence and that sustained change. You know, he didn't lose 50 pounds and then kind of gain it all back. Like, he's always moving forward. And so when you're looking to select your diet, you got to pick something that you know you can stick to, not something that you can, like, grit your teeth and bear it for 4 weeks.
All right, Monty, how are you now? Describe you and your blood pressure and all the things that are that you would hope after the attention you got from Mike, you'd get back to normal.
Well, my blood pressure is down to normal. I run every day. I run greater distances than I ever thought I would. Dr. Mike mentioned something about snacking, and I think it's important to mention that it's not just snacking that is important, but high-quality snacking. Mm-hmm. So I eat between meals snacks of a lot of pistachios and other whole foods, which are really satisfying, and they also do a lot for my body to keep me going and feeling good.
Yeah.
So my snacks are not potato chips and things like that anymore. Yeah. They're high quality and energy producing.
I'm one of those who has to learn to stay away. I got fruit all over the place, but man, do I like some of those potato chips. All right, so here's some, this is inspiration. This is what this is all about. Dr. Mike, who is the nutrition advisor of Men's Health Magazine, with simple changes, eating habits, snacks instead of big meals, that sort of thing. Eat frequently during the day, and you'll be like Marty Morris. Hopefully you have a long and healthy and happy story to tell, Marty. Come back to us in about 30 years, will you? Appreciate your being here. 10 before the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 after the hour. Sounds like an award show theme. Oh, ooh, ready for Hollywood. Ah, how clever. All right, we have movie moments to discuss, and I'm sure in our movie moments presentation, Chuck Curry, who is our movie man, would want to make reference to last night's Golden Globe Awards, the stuff that actually means something, not the political statements, but who won what, why. La La Land, the big winner, but there were some other things that did better, I think, than some people expected they were going to. That's the whole nature of one of these award shows. Taking out the suspense isn't much fun. So it was kind of a cool show. I watched it and turned off the political stuff because that's not why I'm watching the show. I want to see what the actors and actresses are like as they yak with each other and the boring stuff on stage. But it's good to see some of the things that didn't get included last night, Chuck. We'll talk about that in a minute. Including the memorial of all the people who passed away this past year. That was booted. And even the Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher thing was a waste of time. Wasn't good at all. At least in my opinion. We'll get Chucker's opinion because that's why he's here in just a moment.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to
finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now
a preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with
copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that
woman cave in the basement, Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. So let's get your, I was going to be quiet and listen to your overview of the Golden Globes last night.
Well, I think as a telecast, as always, I think it's by far the most entertaining, smoothest, streamlined telecast of all the award shows. The Oscars are never going to get there because they throw in all the technical stuff. So that's just a pipe dream for people who want a three-hour entertaining Oscar telecast. La La Land won 7 Golden Globes. I think the barometer is there that it's going to do extremely well at the Oscars. I have no doubt. I didn't see it yet, but I'm going to get a chance to see it in the next 2 weeks. But I have no doubt it's going to win the Oscar for Best Picture. I think the big, if there was a surprise last night, Moonlight won the Best Picture Drama over Manchester. I saw both Manchester and Moonlight. I thought Moonlight was an interesting, smaller film. I don't put it in the category of a strong Oscar favorite. That's my opinion. Manchester, I know a lot of critics love it. I thought it was a big downer, and I don't see it winning the Oscar for Best Picture, at least for my money. Casey Affleck did win Best Actor in a Drama. No real surprise there. A lot of people think he'll go head-to-head with Denzel Washington come Oscar time. Emma Stone won Best Actress Musical Comedy. Ryan Gosling, again, Best Actor Musical or Comedy for La La Land. Viola Davis, Best Supporting Actress for Fences. And Aaron Taylor-Johnson won Best Supporting Actor for Nocturnal Animals. That was somewhat of a surprise. A lot of people thought Jeff Bridges would win for Hell or High Water. He was great in that film. I was glad to see People vs. O.J. Simpson win Best Miniseries. I thought that's some of the best acting and scripting of any medium in 2016. That was an outstanding miniseries. But as a telecast, like I said, as I've always said, the Golden Globes are by far the best and most entertaining of all award telecasts that air on television.
There are a lot of technical problems with it. Teleprompter's not working and that kind of stuff. But it's a live show, and people are used to perfection. It doesn't work that way.
And I thought Jimmy Fallon was fun as the host. Yeah. I mean, he did it. He does a pretty good job.
All right, what was the number one movie at the box office? You only have a few seconds this past weekend.
It was Rogue One, $22 million, $477 million in 4 weeks, still going very, very strong.
I saw it. Spoiler alert, they all die at the end. Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.